CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys? And welcome back to CPA After Dark, where we talk about tax strategies, tips, and everything in between. I'm your host, Kristen, and I'm with my beautiful CPA, Marette.
Hey, everybody.
We are talking about traveling tips for small businesses. And I think this is a big one, right? Everybody wants to travel.
For sure. Oh, yeah. We want to travel and we want to write it off.
And truthfully, I think it is one of our largest expenses, depending, of course, on like what you do. I know me being an influencer, I do travel a lot. So it is one of my larger expenses for sure. So this is definitely a really good topic, especially if you're an influencer and you're traveling around and looking to figure out what exactly is a legitimate tax write-off.
Yeah, for sure. So if you need a travel and it's for business, you know, what are some expenses that are usually incurred? Well, you have your flight, you have your lodging, you have your food, depending on whether you're going for a seminar or you're going to film content or whatever, you're going to have additional expenses. So as you write off these travel deductions, the first thing you're going to want to do is know the rules for each one, because there's, you know, different limitations. Like for the meals, even if you're traveling, you still are only going to get in 2024, you're going to only get 50% of your meal cost. So you're going to want to keep that in mind. You're going to want to save your receipts. You're going to want to document, why did you travel? Where did, what was it for? You know, what kind of work did you do? How long did you work for? So as an influencer, Kristen, why don't you tell us kind of a little bit about how you navigate the traveling, since you know, that's one of your biggest expenses.
Yeah. So there's a lot of really cool things that I could do, especially being with like being on YouTube. I have literally documented, like, I'm at the hotel and like these are the meals that I've brought, and created content around like the meals that I've brought, filmed multiple videos in a given day at a gym. So like when you see me film a video for YouTube, a lot of times if I've gone somewhere, especially Florida, because I'm working directly with Blackstone Labs, I'm filming sometimes for 8 hours a day. Like we start early in the morning, we break for lunch, and we just keep on banging out content, and it is around the clock. But everything involved in that travel, because I'm working every single day that I'm there, ends up being a write-off. The food, the lodging, the different gyms that we end up going to for that day, for that particular content. Like I can't write off my regular gym membership, but if it's part of the video, the content we're getting for that day, it becomes a write-off. So we are filming around the clock. You cannot just go and film for 20 minutes and say like, okay, this is, I made today a business expense. That doesn't exactly work, because then the rest of your 24, 23 hours of the day are going to be for personal. So that's where it's not going to work. But if you're going and you are getting content all day long, if you're an influencer, that works. And the minimum is 4 hours a day. So you would need to work for 4 hours in a given day.
Yeah, totally. And you know what? That even also can apply if you're a rental property owner and you're trying to track the hours that you're spending on your rental property in terms of, you know, your material participation tests. If you have 4 hours a day of working on that rental, then you can actually stay at the rental and not have it count as one of your stay days if the next day you're working, because you're there for work, you're not there for relaxation. So that 4 hours is really good to keep in mind, whether it's rental property or regular business. You know, you're right, Kristen, you can't just go and work for an hour or go meet with one client and then call the trip a whole business trip. Although I wish we could do that, but that one's kind of hard. And the same thing goes with seminars. And they get a little bit, I've seen the IRS get a little bit weird with seminars. If you go to one and they say it doesn't actually pertain to your business. So you want to kind of try to think when you're doing your, when you're going to your seminars and you're writing it off as a business expense, you know, because what was it? I think I saw this court case where someone was going for a seminar and it was for like a timeshare or a real estate thing. And they tried to tie it into how that related to their business. And they were like, and it kind of, I thought it loosely tied. I thought it was pretty good. And the IRS was like, no, that's not a business seminar that's going to help you further your business. So, I mean, just, you know, really you want to make sure that your business purpose is clear. And that, like always, I feel like we say it, I feel like we're broken records talking about documentation, but you know, you keep a log of what you did and how long you did it for. And then, you know, when you're off the clock, but you're still there, there's nothing wrong with having a little fun. So that's why I really love the travel deduction. Yeah. So I think that's pretty much it for travel that I've got on my end. We could talk about per diem, but I think we should save that for a different video. I know I get people that ask about the per diem rates versus the actual rates. In my opinion, it's not really that hard to just keep receipts and write off your expenses. And you got to keep the documentation anyway. I think the whole thing with the per diem rate, which is the government given rate for food and lodging and stuff like that, I mean, you're going to have to document your trip anyway. So we can hit per diem another day.
Well, and also we talked a little bit before we started filming, but I talked a little bit with Marit off the air about using, like, I use Wave, she uses QuickBooks, but they have, I'm sure any platform that you use at this point to track your books has a way where you can literally take a picture of your receipt and upload it. So you're not keeping actual pieces of paper. You can actually just upload it into the computer and then toss them. As long as they're saved, you're covered. And it takes nothing to just take all your receipts home with you. Once they're in your system, you could document them and you're good to go. And I always put little notes too. Like if I was, you know, say filming for CPA After Dark with Marit and we go to dinner, I would keep the receipt and write filming for CPA After Dark, dinner with Marit after filming, we're covered. Mm-hmm. It's literally documented. It's not that hard. And keeping your books organized like that, it's giving you the who, the why, the when, how much, you're good and it's clean. So always keep your receipts. It's, and you get a little bit more out of it too if per diem's low. You want to keep your actual receipt. You get more bang for your buck.
Especially in these times of inflation.
Yeah.
I'm pretty unimpressed with it. But I mean, and that's true in terms of the documentation and the keeping your receipts. I've had people ask me before, is a bank statement good enough or is a credit card statement good enough? It's not good enough. They're not going to just look at your bank statement and see a charge and be like, okay, there's the place you went to dinner at. There's how much you spent. No, you actually, they want to see the receipts. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, especially when you're documenting your trips, is that you want to have these receipts to substantiate your expenses to really show, you know, that it pertained to business or keeping you alive while you were on the business trip, you know, keeping you lodged and eating and all of that. It's not that hard to keep them, though. But again, just to reiterate one last time, I've seen people take some business trips that really were pushing it in terms of whether they were really business or not. So I would say even maybe almost even more than receipts or the same level of importance is really making sure you have that business purpose locked down. You can really show that this was for business.
Yeah.
So that's my final note on that.
Yeah. Document it, guys. The more information that you have to cover your ass, the better. Always cover your ass. Nobody else is going to do it for you. That's your job. Your CPA can't even cover your ass. Document everything. And then there's no question. It's clean.
Yeah. And then you don't have to go back and scramble at the end of the year because you're like, well, I want to take that right off that trip I took in July. Just do it as you go.
Yeah. Keep it clean. Yeah. All right, guys. I hope you guys found this video informative. And make sure you hit the subscribe button and follow us for more tips and tricks for your tax season. We'll see you guys next time.